Hello, Red Lemons. This is Alex from Red Lemon Club. You are listening to episode number 17 of the Red Lemon Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you all on board. If you have had the experience of listening to other episodes, I am even more grateful that you have not thought to yourself, I'm not going to listen to one of these again. And you've had the grace, the graciousness, and the enthusiasm to join me on a new journey in the form of a new episode. What a way to introduce the show today. As I said, absolute pleasure. Let's go into the content, shall we? Now, today I wanted to talk about the rather sort of troubling concept of struggle. I'm sure most of us have, at one point or another, had to deal with moments of struggle, moments of frustration, moments of, what on earth am I doing? This is too much. I'm just not gaining any traction. I'm not getting anywhere with my creative business or side hustle or whatever it is that we're working on. Many of us might feel it every day. Many of us might feel it as a sort of modus operandi, a more common feature of our day-to-day, which isn't particularly good news. We want to be doing the things that we love. We set out to do what we love. We set out to do our passion. So why don't we always feel on top of things? And I'm not saying that some of you don't. So this episode may be of interest to those of you who are doing very well as well. But I think for the most part, most of us, including myself, go through moments, have phases, have weeks, even months, even of struggle and stress. And I wanted to spend this episode having a sort of a fireside chat with you guys, huddled around the fire. Doesn't really feel like that. I'm in the middle of Bangkok in Thailand. It's humid out there. It's sweaty. It is nighttime though, which adds a sense of coziness, I suppose, to the atmosphere. So just picture yourself by a campsite fire in the forest. And there are owls tweeting in the trees. There are wolves in the distance, adding a sense of fearfulness and mystery. And you are listening to yours truly, Alex Mathers, the Red Lemon himself, talk about overcoming struggles. Now, I can't even hope to address everyone's struggles, because we all have unique situations. But I'm going to try my best, as I normally do, to try and cram as much as I can into a 30-minute slot. I'm trying to do too much within the time that we've got, but I will try my best. Let's see if we can attack this issue with some simple concepts that may help. And if they don't, send me a comment, you know, send me some abuse. I'm looking for more haters. I want haters. I want to know that I'm polarizing. You know, I think I'm too red lemony, guys. I'm too nice. I've got to amp this up. I might start introducing some swear words. What do you think, guys? Should I start cussing a little bit? Eh? Start spicing things up a bit for the Red Lemons. Let me know. Let me know about every aspect of your experience with the Red Lemon Show, as well as the Red Lemon Club website. Talk to me about what you think of my articles, what you want to hear more about, what kinds of things I'm neglecting. And if you want to have a sort of private chat, you know, through email, let me have a little chat. Always looking to talk to new people. Love hearing your stories, love hearing your struggles even, you know, in a sadistic sort of way. Because it helps me inform ongoing content, it helps me address struggles that we tend to share that I can provide solutions for. Or at least discuss, bring out into the open. That's what we need to do to these struggles, is bring them out into the open and let the sunlight shine on them. So without further ado, let's not ramble too much. I've had people tell me that I ramble a bit too much, and this is particularly the case today. But I wanted this to be more of a sort of campfire-esque sort of chat, even though it's just me, little old me talking to my phone on a tripod. That's as simple as it gets. So struggle. What to do if you're struggling? What to do if you're not, you know, you're just fed up, and you need something fresh. You need a fresh perspective. And as I said, I can't deal with you individually, but I'm going to try my best to address these topics and think about my own experiences and see if I can shed some light on your own troubles as well. So when you are struggling, to really simplify things, I think the main issue that you are dealing with is that you are imbalanced. And I'm not talking about you being sort of imbalanced mentally, imbalanced in the brain. I'm talking about an imbalance in terms of where you are putting your focus in your day to day. And when things are not going the way that you want, it is of my opinion that you are putting too much into things that are comfortable, into things that you enjoy doing, into things that you did in, you know, the reason you did this thing that you love in the first place is because you want to be doing things that you enjoy, things that you love. But alas, it's not as easy as you planned, is it? It's not so straightforward, because what you are then doing is you are neglecting those things that you don't want to do. And the things that you don't want to do tend to be those things that take courage, that take a little bit of pushing through that sense of, the flinch, I don't want to do it. And those things tend to be quite important for one's business, especially if you're doing this for financial reasons. You know, getting yourself in front of human beings. This has been a particular problem of mine as a shy, you know, rather introverted type, but I'm getting better at that. But I've known, through having worked on my own business and my own projects for so long now, that actually when, you know, the real solutions come out of identifying those things that I'm neglecting, that I know that I need to do, that are hard, that are tedious, that are boring, and attacking those with courage. So what I'm saying is, you are dealing with an imbalance. You are focused, likely, too much on self-protection, self-comfort, doing those easier things, attacking the low-hanging fruit, doing the stuff that's fun and enjoyable and the stuff that brings you to flow, the stuff that allows you to sit at your desk in your pants, eating peanuts, listening to music, and not needing to get yourself out there. Now, the thing is, a lot of us creative types, we tend to identify ourselves as certain character. We have certain character traits that tend to be associated with the creative personality more than others. It tends to be things like introvert, sensitive. You know, we don't want to get out into the world too much, and we give ourselves excuses to avoid doing those things. But it's usually those things that are at the root of why it is that you are struggling. If you're struggling business-wise, it's because you're not getting yourself in front of enough people, you are not selling yourself enough, you are not promoting yourself enough, you are not doing the things you need to do to get yourself known, to get your brand out into the world, to generate sales, to close sales, to talk to real human beings, as scary as it all is, to do things like interview other people for podcasts or be interviewed, or to do those things that require a little bit of a stretch, a little bit of a confident, a courageous step into the unknown, into the void. Am I getting closer to where the solution could be for your struggles? I always say that struggle is usually a reflection of you not doing those things that you know you need to do. There are things in your business, in life, that were you to do them, even though they can lead to fear and feeling a bit fragile and a bit scared and a bit nervous and a bit sweaty, those are the things that were you to do them would push you forward in leaps rather than tiny steps. And I think what's happening is that because you're doing the easy stuff, and I applaud you for that, I don't blame you for keeping things simple, for keeping things easy. That was always my strategy, and it still is for the most part. It makes life easier. But when you lean a little bit too much on that easy stuff, then you start to neglect those things that require courage, and those things are going to create more results, more profound results, usually, for your life and business. So it can be something like needing to reach out to more people, call up more people, talk to more people, ask more people out for lunches, buy more people coffee, go to more events, go and speak to people, get yourself extroverting more. And this is a particular problem for self-proclaimed introverts, and I actually I'm going to cause a bit of a fuss now and say that I don't believe introverts exist, really. I think that that's a bit of a myth and a bit of an excuse for people who tend to be a little bit more sensitive. That's probably as far as it goes. I wouldn't say that there's an introvert thing. I think we all have a tremendous amount of potential in terms of what we can do with our own self-confidence. And I think that these things are labels that tend to block us from our full potential and doing those things that we need to do to live a really fulfilling and enriching life. What do you think, guys? So what I'm saying is that usually, and this depends on the personality type, this depends on who you are. Again, I don't want to start going into labels, but some of us might be struggling because we aren't doing the detail stuff, we aren't doing the creative work, and we're doing more of the social stuff. So I don't want to blanket things, but I do want to speak to myself in this case, because for me it's usually a case of isolating myself too much and avoiding the whole extroversion thing. But as with most things, there is a balance. There are two sides to things, and it just means that you're probably doing whatever is easy for you. Whatever you are most familiar with tends to be the stuff that you revert to doing more often. And you need to think of your passion, your business, the business that you love, as being a full package of things that you don't like to do and things that you do like to do. And if you're balanced, if your balance thermometer is moving too much to the is living for too much on the side of things that is easy for you, it means you need to readjust. That ticker needs to go back towards that stuff that gets you a little bit hot under the collar. Think about what those things could be. I would suggest writing down a list of things that you know you need to be taking courage in, fella. Okay? You got to be bringing those things to your awareness. And all it often takes is not a therapist, not talking to, I mean, you might chat to others about it, sure. Speak to a friend, that's often a good way to get a load off your back. But write down those things that you know you need to be doing that will require a little bit of a push, a little bit of a shove, a little bit of a deep breath, and then a step into the void and you're in there. What are those things going to be? Write them down. It might be that you need to do a push of one after the other, phone calls or emails to your target clients. And it might be that you haven't even identified who those target clients are or those target customers. Who are they? Who do you need to get in front of? Who do you need to learn more about? Often the work in itself is part of the courage that you are lacking as well. You aren't doing those things that require a little bit of added research, a little bit of extra time. You know, you're rushing too much. And as I said, I can't begin to attempt to address everyone's issues, but I want to start leaning one's awareness to where those things could be rooted. You know, where are your problems rooted? Basically it's a lack of courage, it's a lack of moving away from your comfort zone and doing those things that need to be done to push you forward. So think about ways that you can take courage to move your business and your career and your life forward more rapidly. I always say that, you know, results are greater, more defined, more profound when you take more courage. So the bigger the courage, the more the result, and the more confident you're going to feel. And the beauty of taking courage is that you tend to get an equal amount of courage, of confidence back, based on the courage that you've put in. So if you put a little bit of courage into something that's, you know, kind of scary, you'll get a little bit of confidence back. If you do something terrifying within reason, you'll get a lot of confidence out of having done that. And of course, that confidence is a form of energy that is going to feed back into your creative stuff, the stuff that you love to do anyway. So it's a sort of, there's an equilibrium to this, right? So you're off, if you're feeling burnt out, you're feeling knackered, and you're getting enough sleep every night, then there's something, the issue is with the equilibrium within your life, within your business. And you need to be doing more of the stuff that you would perceive as not wanting to do, that you dislike, but you need to reframe those things. And rather than seeing those things that need to be done as stuff that you hate, see them as sources of confidence, sources of movement, of momentum, of results, positive results, real, you know, big wins. So a great way of figuring out what those things are to make a list of things that most people struggle with, that you know that if you were to do them, they would help you with your business, they would help propel you. So reaching out to clients, going to conferences, meeting people, getting your brand out there, doing videos, starting a podcast and interviewing other big names, asking people to interview you for blogs, for podcasts, for videos, going to a public speaking course, taking classes in something to expand your perception, your awareness, your knowledge on something. That could be another thing. You're not allocating enough time to those things that require deep thought and a bit more of an intimate coexistence with. I'm complicating things. Yeah, maybe it's to do with a lack of knowledge as well. If you are doing things that get you out, and you are doing plenty of self-promotion, and you are engaging with enough people, and you're not too isolated, then it might be something to do with a lack of knowledge. You might need to start going a little bit deeper into an area of expertise rather than trying to spread yourself too thin. It has dawned on me that I'm trying to tackle a topic that is far too broad for a small podcast, but because these are quite early days in terms of how far I want to take this Red Lemon show, I figured that by covering, you know, fairly broad topics and simplifying things as much as I could, that would be a good way to kind of find my road as a Red Lemon podcast host. So courage and deepening one's expertise, that's gonna help shift your perspective somewhat and perhaps think about things in a different way. So when you think about struggle, I think about that feeling of burnout. Now I have done another podcast on burnout, and I did talk about the importance of doing the courageous stuff, and actually how burnout is usually a reflection of not doing enough courageous things. So do have a listen to that. But I wanted to go into a little bit more detail with regards to other elements that will make up one's struggle. Why are we frustrated? Well, it's also down to a lack of movement. I think that when we get static, when we start to overthink things, that is a use of energy that is not very required. it's not a good use of energy, right? So if you're overthinking, you are using energy, and you're putting it into rumination, which is going to knacker you out mentally. And as I say, if you're sleeping enough, then you want to be putting your energy into the right places, and that is where exercise comes into play, taking a walk. All of these things are actually going to generate more energy, whereas thinking too much, I find, tends to sort of suck the energy out of you. So make sure that you are moving physically as much as you can through the day. If you find yourself sitting at your desk and kind of overthinking and in moment and just in doubt, you're going to need to get up as quickly as you can and avoid the overthinking. And that the solution to overthinking is really just to get your body moving again. Just don't allow those thoughts to spin out of control. You've got to get control. Which brings me to another aspect of this whole struggle thing, which is that I think that we have a choice whenever we're faced with that feeling, that initial sort of feeling of slump, feeling of frustration, whatever it is, boredom. We have a choice at every point in that moment. We can either choose to be the victim. We can say, oh no, life is happening to me and it's making me feel down and everything is terrible. You are the victim in that situation. Or you can choose to be the owner, of your life, the owner of your choices, the responsible decision maker in your life. You can choose to go up or you can choose to go down. You can choose to expand, you can choose to contract, you can choose to react, or you can choose to create. They're all linked to the same model, effectively. And it's the same as choosing courage over what's easy as well. If you're leaning too much to, well, it's sort of similar. If you're leaning too much to the easy stuff and you're avoiding what you need, what really needs to be done to bring things back to equilibrium, you're kind of reacting to life again. You're going to get into sort of a reactive victim-like mode where you start to think that the world is doing bad on you, and you know you haven't got any means to dig yourself out of it, and you start going into a sort of spiral, which isn't so good. You need to turn that round, and all it requires is a decision to have been made. You just need to choose to be the owner. You need to stop those thoughts that put you in the position of victim. You need to figure out a way to create out of that situation, and creation always requires a certain element of risk, a certain element of courage being taken. So whenever, like for example, if you're sitting in front of your an open spreadsheet, an open, what do they call them, a Word file, you're about to start a new book and it's a blank page, and you've got that sense of Word, what's it called? Your mind goes blank, like it did for me just now. And you're faced with a blank page, and you've got that sense of fear because you don't know what to do. You don't have any sort of guidelines. You're just there, and you feel that sense of creative block. That takes courage. Creating anything when you're looking at a blank page takes a certain amount of courage. There is uncertainty facing you. So anything creative really involves a certain amount of risk. It involves a certain amount of uncertainty, and we can either choose to close the book and not continue with it. We can put our pencils away, and we can say, I'm at the whim of the world. The world is going to do things to me, and I'm just going to have to sit back and curl up in a ball and cry victim. Or we can choose to actually make a dent on reality through the creative process, through taking that risk. And this is exactly the kind of frame of mind that we need to be taking at every turn, really. So when we feel like we're struggling, it's because we haven't been deciding to take the creative route enough. And the creative route is the one that is leaning towards the uncertain. It is the one that involves gulping in fear a little bit because we don't know what's coming up next. It's dealing with that. It's being, having to, you know, come face to face with that uncertainty, which so many of us struggle with. And the reason we end up doing the easy stuff is because we know that stuff is the certain stuff. We have had familiarity with those easier things, and we love to do the things that we love, and we love to do things when we're comfortable. But we will, you know, reality tends to, I hate to say it, punish us after a while when we start to lean too much towards that, the easy stuff. And I'm not saying that is a victim position, because you're still creating, but there is a bit of an overlap there. After a while, you start to get into kind of reactive mode, and it's almost an autopilot, if you see what I mean. And what we need to be doing is to sort of snap out of it occasionally and take the creative route and the more uncertain route. And you know, the more courage that we can take, and the more realistic we can be about what needs to be done, the better. The more results we're going to see, and the more energy we're going to get sort of erupting out of that, and the more of a sense of well-being and feeling good about things that we're going to get from that. And I have to say, like, for example, today I was not intending to do a podcast by any stretch of the imagination, let alone a short video that I recorded before doing this. I was getting ready to order some food and sort of put my feet up, but I had this sort of feeling of emptiness in my chest. Something was telling me that this day can't end until I have pushed myself that little bit further. Not in a masochistic way. I think there's always that signal, and it was a sense of I suppose, struggle and not feeling quite happy with things. You know, I wasn't feeling great. There was a slight emptiness, and I knew that I had to sort of face up to a couple of things. And this is why I did the video, and I felt an immediate flooding of good energy, positive energy. I felt better about it, even if no one's going to watch the video. I took the creative route. I took the route that I didn't really want to do, that I know that is ultimately going to be good for me. It's going to add new content for my marketing, content that's going to get the Red Lemon Club brand out there. But it's also good for helping me think through things vocally rather than always keeping things within my head and onto the paper. I like to... It's been good for me to express myself vocally with my ideas and sort of have an alternative outlet than is normal for me to get my ideas out there. So taking that route was better, was good for me, and it's given me an extra sense of energy, which has then been used to feed into this podcast, which I otherwise would not have done if I hadn't taken that smaller step. So that's another thing, you know, take those small steps. Whatever it is that you need to do to kind of warm you up for those gradually, incrementally, more significant, I suppose, and more powerful actions that we can take to move things forward. So in a nutshell, if you're struggling, it's probably an indication that you are imbalanced in the sense that you're doing what is easy for you, that you enjoy doing, what the low-hanging fruit is that you love to do, and you're neglecting the stuff that is hard, that is painful, that is something that you would describe as stuff that you hate doing. And I think we need to start reframing those things that we consider painful and things that we don't like, because we need to start being realistic about our businesses. We need to start being really realistic about our lives, really, and that we just cannot, we can't have all of the good stuff all the time. And actually the bad stuff can become good stuff if we start reframing it in such a way, okay? So everything can be fantastic. We just have to understand that bad stuff, in the way that we perceive it initially, is good stuff. In fact, it's much better than the things that we love. And it's really great. It's the best thing for us in disguise, usually. And we have to identify what those things are. So for most of us, this will be a case of getting ourselves out there, doing things that others tend to refuse to do, like calling up clients, writing down lists of people that we could bring into our lives who are going to bring us value, who are going to multiply our promotional efforts. So reaching out to big name influencers, for example, who could get our name onto a podcast or a blog, something that can give us a surge of momentum that we know we need to be doing, that is going to help our businesses. And just by talking about all this stuff has given me lots of ideas for how I can sort of propel Red Lemon Club, because it's so easy to kind of give ourselves excuses not to do the big stuff and continue doing the easy, low-hanging fruit stuff that gives us tiny little incremental steps forward. But because they're so small and so easy, we just don't get any momentum and we don't get the traction that we're looking for. So consistency is one thing, but... And that, of course, in itself, for most people, is a hugely courageous act, because showing up every day is hard for many. So that alone is good, and consistency will lead to traction, and it will lead to accumulation and more and more results. But think about how you can also take actions that will lead to surges, to spikes, to real jumps as well that are going to pull your business forward quicker. Hopefully, that has given you some ideas. Dear listener, by the way, if you are listening to this on one of the various podcasting channels, I am also available to be watched, to be perused like a monkey in a cage in video format. You can see my videos posted on places like YouTube and Facebook. I think the podcasts at the moment are only being shown through the YouTubing channel. Go to Red Lemon Club, you can watch the podcast video format. I've neglected to do the featured creative today because I've got emails that have sort of been lost in history, in the sands of time. And what I would suggest you do is, you know, keep sending those through. If you want to be featured on the next upcoming Red Lemon Show podcast, send me an email to shoutout@redlemonclub.com. I'll take a look at those and run through you guys and see, you know, who's worthy. Which one of you are worthy of being included on the Red Lemon Show? No, it's not like that. You know, it tends to be quite a random pick. But if you fancy giving yourself a little bit of a promotional boost, send me an email, shoutout@redlemonclub.com. I'll take a look and I might very well feature you as a featured creative. And you don't have to just be a female illustrator, by the way. I know that a lot of my audience is predominantly female illustrators, which is fantastic. But I also want to start seeing a little bit of variety in there. So you lads, you male sculptors out there, I want to hear from you. And if you happen to know a male sculptor, I don't know why I've jumped onto that, sounds a bit weird, but if you know any male sculptors, tell them to head over to Red Lemon Club. We want to hear from all kinds. I think that it's very easy to sort of get lost in our little creative bubbles and talk to the same kinds of people all the time, which is good, but we also need to start hearing from people from other corners of the industry. This is why I've been completely resolute in not allowing Red Lemon Club to be too boxed in. It means that I have to do, like, you know, by a multiple of like 100 times the amount of work to get Red Lemon Club known, because I'm targeting all kinds of creatives and bigger creative agencies as well. But, you know, that's just the life I've created for myself, and it's a lot of fun. So if you happen to know any other creatives who might be interested in the stuff that I talk about, send them this link. Make sure that you're subscribed wherever you might find this podcast. Make sure that you like it in whichever way that you can like it, even if it involves a thumbs up, just sitting there in front of the mirror. Do a little thumbs up. What else? Make sure you head over to the redlemonclub.com/Slack page, where you can sign up to be a member of our online forum, where we bring all kinds of creatives together to chat and to support each other and to send each other abusive messages. Only joking. We're very nice to one another over there. In fact, I don't tend to let in people who don't live up to the standards of the Red Lemon crew. But I run away with myself. Most people I let into the Slack group with open arms. We'll be very happy to see you there. And it requires signing up to a quick survey. I'm starting to flag a little bit here. It's late here. But it's been an absolute pleasure. I look forward to hearing from your comments and any ideas you've got for further podcasts. I'm going to be starting to do interviews soon. So any ideas on people that you want me to chat to one-to-one, happy to hear about those. I will see you in the next podcast.